Hello, friends. Time passes. It's been a good week, though, for weather. Well, a fortnight, really. Cold, but mostly sunny days. Too cold to sit in the garden, but that'll have to wait now till next spring. The weather, as I say, it's not been that bad, so we can't grumble. The nights are cutting in fast now, and it's dark now. It's about 5:30. Another thing crept up into my body now that bothers me. I got cramp. Every time I go in the car, I get cramp in the right leg. Oh, it's just like pins and needles all the way from the knee down to the foot. And I can't understand it at all. I mean, I can sit in an upright chair all day without a murmur. And yet, as soon as I come to sit in the car, immediately the cramp comes on. So the other day Mary was looking in the car, and she in a book, and she noticed that they were selling a thing, like a seat thing, that made the seat of a car level. Instead of having it bucket shaped, it improved it to make it kind of level. So we sent for one of them, hoping that that'll solve the problem. Otherwise I can't go in the car now. All these things are sent to try us. You know, so try me, you know, try. Do type, try me. But I'm the trying type, I carry on. And as I was saying about the weather, we had some lovely days. Then on Sunday, it poured down. And that was ideal for the tubs, etc., because we got a lot of daffodils and hyacinths and other bulbs planted in the tubs. So it'll hurry them on. I won't be surprised with this mild weather as it is. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't get a vase of daffodils for Christmas. Wouldn't be surprised me at all. Other than that, everything's okay. As I say, apart from the cramp, the health keeping fine. And slowly but surely we're drawing on to Christmas. And then the start of another year for us. Time races on. But never mind, as I say, we're getting used to it and everything's okay. It's been a lovely day today. It's been very, very sunny. But it's still cold. I suppose we'll have to put up this cold weather, put up with it now for a while. All week it's promised fine, dry weather, but cold. I don't mind the cold at all. I can stick that. It's that heat I can't stick. It gets me as I can't breathe, whereas in the cold weather I can breathe fine. So I'll put up with it. Other than that, there's not a lot more to say, except my joke. Three Irishmen went to the pub on Monday night. Each ordered a pint of beer, and they sat down at the table and they got chatting away there, and then suddenly it got serious and they made a vow that while everyone was alive they'd come in that pub every Monday night and have three pints of beer. And the barman overheard the vow, so that were okay. They left for quite a lot of Monday nights after they kept the promise and went in this pub and had the pint every Monday night. And suddenly there were only two of them. So when they went in this night and ordered the three pints, the barman noticed there were only two. He says, hello, he says, have you lost one of your mates? And so they said, Mick's gone. He's gone to meet his master. So they carried on. And this went on for quite a while. There were just two of them going in. They ordered the three pints. Then one night there was just the one in. So the barman looked and bewildered. He said, I see you've lost another mate. So he says, yeah, he said, I'm afraid Paddy's gone. He said that just me left. But he drank the three pints and carried on. Week after week he went in alone and had his three pints. And then this one Monday he stopped drinking three pints, he had two. And so he said to the barman said to him, he says, you know, you made a vow that you'd drink the three pints every night while ever there was one of you alive. He says, I know that. He says, but I've stopped drinking. I don't know where I get them from. I've got another one for next week. Right, our friends, I'm wishing you all well, and I hope you're enjoying good health. Cheerio for now.